Welcome to yet another edition of Working Together on Radio Miraya. This is a weekly program that looks at the work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, including humanitarian actors in South Sudan, how they collaborate with the local people in providing services to their communities. In this program, we'll explore and share effective communities in depth and even attempt in some cases to provide potential solutions to those issues and challenges. As always, don't forget to subscribe our Facebook page at facebook.com/Radio Miraya, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Miraya. My name is Regina Godley. Hello, welcome to Working Together with me, Regina Godley. And today, our guest is someone I met when she was very young, attending primary school. But today, she is one of those young people who have succeeded or to achieve her dreams, despite many obstacles in a way, always on education. Her name is Joy Kide Festo, and a practicing medical doctor serving the communities. And today we are going to discuss about her achievements and challenges as in the line of her education, and also see how she is there in the community serving the people as she works in the hospital. Joy, you're very most welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Joy, for having you today in our program. Please introduce yourself to our listener.
Okay, I'm a young South Sudanese woman. Goes by name Joy Festo, okay. And I'm a medical doctor.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joy, for coming and having you today in our studio so I can ask you what motivated you to keep going with your studies.
Actually, my mom, because seeing her struggling day and night without resting just to provide for me my needs and to pay my school fees, it actually motivated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That is great. It's good having a mom who can motivate someone to go to school, right?
Of course. Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, if you could remind me the time I met you.
Oh, okay.
You are in primary, but I couldn't recall it so long.
It
and now
was
you have grown.
Primary 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You are that time candidate.
Yeah, I was young. I was, I think, 14 years.
Okay.
Or 12? No, I was 13 years
13
old.
13 years, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that has been long and I never met you. And thank you so much. So today we want to look at your achievements so that also you can maybe be a lesson to other young people out there. So how did you manage to go to school, be motivated and become a medical doctor?
Okay. I managed to go to school because actually my mom, she was the reason that I went to study medicine.
Okay.
And how did I manage to become a medical doctor?
Simple Arabic as
okay. Then when they go? Okay. Yeah. Ziana like who she's tried her best to make me go and to study medicine. And it wasn't easy. And to study medicine, tried so hard, and it was a personal effort. Yeah, and again, agara giraya, and I used to motivate myself that I have to continue with the studies. Mm. And my dad also has a play also a role because he also motivated me to study medicine.
Mm. She always give me that courage.
Yeah, you the can courage.
Make it.
Yeah,
you can make in life, right?
Yeah, of course. All this advice and. And also my mom prayers. I think also, yeah, this is one of the things that made me to go to school and even to finish my studies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the simple Arabic maybe na bikengale kebita kan bag der plan sokol takita bed o kamanita baya gara san betala haja alta asa.
Okay, yeah. Ana get fi China and I finished my medicine in China. And zaman da kada taban ana kan gigin fi hostel. Yalla I was staying alone in the hostel, so it wasn't challenging yani. Yani bas ana kan bura fi jama, wana bijam in jama, so maybe if I will eat outside or sometimes unavailable. I kill it a week, then maybe...
Few fridges?
Yes, there is fridges in the hostel. So when I cook, then I will cook, I kill it a fridge, then...
Then
that's it. So it wasn't challenging at all. So I was able to manage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually much challenging. Oh, quiz the day. Like in, and the buying of a hal tanya ali. Finas can be agara bara. He nagli go parents to mafi. Mun zatu became gale. Munia bija before sana fi agara mun bikun lousy bara hina.
Yeah, feeling it's challenging in that way. Like in taban high grade, you know, it depends on how you grow up. Yani, honestly, min mana suker like since I was young and I was growing, like kinda my parents, someone teaching how kinda get used to how to study alone. I actually taught myself how to do it by myself. Yeah, Shankiri, it wasn't, you know, challenging. And Umatai, come on, she never gave up on me. Telefonat kuliyom, every day she calls. Asking me, are you studying? Are you doing this? So all this, and my family, my brothers, so they were all there for me. Shinkire, and I was going on with my
going on.
Yeah,
so yeah, like I never. There are people behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That so, give you that courage. Yeah?
Yeah, they were giving me the courage.
Okay, were there some experiences that you could tell maybe some young people out there how to go with the education? Because sometimes some people give up in the middle of in their way to studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like my journey, my educational journey.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, yani, my journey of education was more like a roller coaster. Yani, moving up from school to school, you know, lento kumari zaman da kere kan ana kan gini fi Sudan. Yeah, ho biga nas ya after a while, biga nas biga ya kunshu no
South Sudan.
So like actually, I was born in Kassala, and then. Then from there we moved to Khartoum. Yeah, and some of my studies I did in Kassala, and then Tani I cut off. Then I went to Khartoum, and some of the studies were in Khartoum. Then some of the studies also I came and finished in Juba.
In Juba.
Yeah. So it's really hard.
So you moved from school to
from school,
school
to school. To yeah, and leaving my old friend and then meeting new friends.
Yeah. So but you still catch up.
Yeah, some of them we did not catch up. Some of them we did.
I mean, you still catch up with the education.
No, yeah, yeah, with the education.
The old friends are not there.
Yeah, and it was challenging, yani, because Lanita Burafi, another environment, Tebura Hinaka, and then new things you don't know. Then you have to start from the beginning. It is challenging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then I proceed with my studies. I never give up.
Yes. So, who could you also talk at these parents? Do you think people should listen to advice from parents to become successful?
Yeah, that's actually the most important thing. Yani, and can maybe listen to advice the parents. Tana, to be honest, yani, you won't be a successful person. Yeah, and you have to listen to them. Yeah, and I had to advise someone, it's a basmole batal or a quiz. My best parents, taki, like in, aizol kabir or aizol ahead of you. Even at school, your teachers advise anywhere. You just need to listen to the advice. Okay. And this is the only thing will make you, you know, to succeed in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the other thing I would ask you is about peer pressure, where sometimes you find that you have these age mates and you're studying with them together. Maybe weekends they want to go to party. How did you resist that so that you're able to study and now you are a medical doctor?
Yeah. So, at this point, I would say that in this life, you need to choose wisely who you move out with. Yani, friends. Yani, there is some... It can get into friends for Hayataki. Tell me, you need to have friends that they are having goals, the same goals as yours. Yanana in different time, you have friends, you guys, both of you guys are studying, you know, medicine. Yani, of course, yani, studying medicine, it's very hard. Mafi zaman. So both of you are having the same goals. Yani, both of you will not have time for anything, excess energy, to come up, couldn't do time for partying and all this thing. So that's why it wasn't, you know, challenging.
Okay.
Yeah.
So choosing good friends.
Yeah, choosing
who have the
wisely.
Same goals, and I mean choosing wisely,
yeah,
and having friends who have the same goals with mm-hmm. you as.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to study, you have to have those friends so that you don't only have time to louse around, but you can be
yeah.
studying, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. And let me also ask you how success, how easy is it to be successful? Is it easy or difficult?
It is difficult. Mm. And it is easy in other way. Lani, yani it's a choice. Ita bag dera mulo kero konsap, and ita bag dera mulo bukunshino sahel. Yani, if it's to succeed, of course you need to put effort. You need to study hard. Get a shiru doubtness. Diamond, you know, get a mad doubt yourself that I will not do it. You have to have this, you know, confidence that I will do what I'm going to do. Come on, worrying and fearing.
And even stress up.
Yes, and giving up. You we give up. You fail, then now you will give up. I think I'm not going to make it. You need to put more effort. We should not give up.
Yeah. So when you are in primary school, up to the time now, you choose to go to university and study medicine. Did you in time know that one time you would be a medical doctor, or are you having another career in your mind?
Okay. When I was young, like really, really young, so at that time I used to say I wanted to be a policewoman.
You see them look smart, right?
Yeah. Mm. I used to say I want to be a policewoman because like I had my uncle who was living with us, who can get manna, who can police. Then I can give you some machete.
Smart kid.
Yeah, it's smart with those things. So like I get inspired. So like I wanted to be a policewoman. Like in when I reached like primary 8, at that time I became so close to my dad. And so when I get so close to him, I got inspired with his work and how the way he's doing it with humbleness. So yeah, at that time I decided.
A great doctor indeed.
Yeah, I wanted to be.
Everyone know him.
Yeah, at that time that when I decided that I wanted to do medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that you can do you only choose that because you have seen that there is a need to assist women or children or something.
Yeah. It was I choose that also. Yeah, I need to help my nation, to help some other women and some other
in our communities.
And
yala fizama data kanarf gane maybe doctors marketeer asankida ita kaman kide choose asankep tabak der bridge gap anifi.
Yeah, actually also that one was the reason I choose, because in that one fisa so then here we don't have يعني كثير من من الناس اللي تخصصوا حاجات كثير يعني تخصصات يعني بس في تخصصات اللي هنا هم شنو بسيط. So I was like, you know, we need more doctors, we need more شنو specialization يعني so that بعدين in future كده الناس ما يضطر يمشوا برا for علاج يعني حاجات ده كله يكون شنو within the country.
So itagai nukev sokol taki manasta community nusuan iya lalta besad from sasfal ana galta gai ni chocolate taki kef fi service alta gamulu data ilaju nusuan iyal o naskulu.
It's a great job actually.
You always get in touch with the people.
Yeah, you will get in touch, you will know people's problem. Yani ita bayar to mashakilat tomon. You will even go deeper with them. So it's fun. Yeah.
So you are in your final year in internship, right?
Yeah.
So you have been going from different department. I know you have learned so many things.
Yeah, of course I have learned a lot. Yeah. So, you know, in our housemanship, so you every department, like major departments, you do like 3 months. Yeah. So in each department you learn. You learn things. Actually in this housemanship, you will learn how to communicate with your patient, and also be civita kamanshunu to gain confidence and to make decision for your patient's life.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what, you know, I have learned so far.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. And let's go for a break. And when we come back, we ask our guest here in the studio, Joy, to tell us more of some of the challenges and how would we overcome those challenges. Stay tuned. I'm Regina Gondley.
Mr. Maya Nemaya is back again, the rising superstar. Introducing the Men at Work Entertainment, the rising superstar. Yelele mama, nazolela pona yo. Yelele mama, Simba mote manangai, Muhaba fibidaya, hilukalis. Iya gilma hidu wabijidu fago wataku. Ai, ahaha, ihehe, mafara. Kaya towo de kasuru geliba walele, mato inti kasuru geliba dai gida baby. Oh, giwaja hai, giwaja sedi hai, ah ah, giwaja kanuhaba kasuru geliba, giwaja, giwaja hai, giwaja sedi hai, ah ah, giwaja kanuhaba kasuru geliba, giwaja, muhaba deri sobu iman mafahama. Dumderi abino wasasta muhaba algoni. Love, love, love is kindness, patience and understanding, baby. Why you let me down? You made me cry like a widow. Oh, I will see. You made me cry like a widow. I feel rejected, deserted, abandoned, hopeless and empty. Yeah, yeah. Visiting places of memories, talking about my memories. Showing your photos to my friends, it is a painful story. Singing the songs we sang together. Oh, I love you, la la. As I'm drowning down in misery, do you feel the pain the way I feel? Giwaja, hai, giwaja sedi, hai, ah ah. Giwaja, kanuhaba kasuru geliba. Giwaja, giwaja, hai, giwaja sedi, hai, ah ah. Giwaja, kanuhaba kasuru geliba. Work entertainment cabinet in action, you know. Big name, big fire, big hits. Mightiness is a ballistic breakthrough.
Welcome back, listener. You are tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gordler, in the studio. I have my guest, Joy Festo. She's a practicing medical doctor, and we are discussing about her achievements and some of the challenges as you get towards, usually when you get towards your careers. Some people give up in the middle of the studies. Some people move ahead through the motivation that other people give. And she's here with us in the studio, taking us through this discussion. So later you can be able to call us on our lines 0929-686297, and our SMS is 0912-177141, and you can write your SMS or also give us a call. So before I take your calls, I can still get back to my guest Joy. If you could tell us, in education, are there some challenges that somebody has to encounter apart from pressure of reading?
In education?
Yes. Do we have some challenges that someone has to encounter in order to succeed?
Yeah. Hmm. There is some challenging. So, as we said that it's not easy. Yeah, for education, come on. It's as I've said, to succeed, you need to do this, you need to study hard, you need to work hard.
And there's something else sometimes which is challenging, is like having this heap of books, reading it. You have to, you don't need to neglect any subject. You have to read them because at the end, you need to pass them all.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you need to study. You just get them up, you know, all kaslan.
So books are like three. Oh, great.
It's hard, but then you have to try. You have to do it every day. And to be any, to one feel challenging. To get a lakin, get a yanish. No, it's a little timetable. You need to have, yani, time management is more important. Yeah, in your education, Yeah, and you need to manage your time
well,
and
plan
studying
yourself well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, even during studying.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So if someone plans her time well, it's very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Can't one start neglecting one subject and start reading more of another one?
Sometimes these things happen.
Mm.
Yeah, but then you have to love all your subjects. Yeah, you need to have the interest. If there is no interest, of course, like, you will neglect some of the subjects.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Thank you so much, listener. Give us a call on 0929-686297. And we have Joy here in the studio. We are featuring her on her journey in education and also becoming a medical doctor. And right now she's working with the communities as a medical doctor out there. And you can learn more from her as when you are tuning there live wherever you are. You can pick something that can motivate you and give you, that hope of, no, you can make it. And that is what all we are motivated to. And you become what you want to be in future. So, Joy,
yes.
So I want to ask you, being a doctor and the career that you chose, how do you feel now that you are in the practicing right now?
Well, I feel happy because it's one of the goals that I have achieved.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So you feel good serving people.
Yeah,
sometimes you interact with the young girls. How you can be their role model. You know,
yeah.
And somebody being young as you are and now a doctor, I think someone else, if he comes and meet you, said, I think I would also want to become one, right?
Yeah.
Let me take a call. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Hello, Marhab.
How are you?
We are good. And you?
I'm fine. I'm called Melody.
Melody, welcome.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you so much for joining. You inspired me. You're one of my inspiration people.
Okay. Yeah, Joy is listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Teacher, I just want you to continue and encourage the young ladies like us who are in secondary school to achieve their goals with tomorrow and their future.
Wow.
Thank you so
Melody,
much.
Which
Joy.
Class are you? Melody.
I love you too.
Senior 3.
You are in senior 3. Great to hear. You will also make it. We wish you all the best.
I will make it.
Don't give up.
Yeah, we never.
Okay. You are in Juba? Okay. Sorry, Melody, there. Thank you so much for your motivation. You have said what Joy has explained has motivated you, and thank you. And that is a senior 3 girl. We know you can still make it in life. You can still call us on 0929-686297, and our SMS is 0912-177-141, and the other lines are 0912-062-950. The other line is 0912-062-079. You'll be live. Hello, Radio Mirai. Sorry, I hope it's not a problem with our network. You can still call us on the same numbers so that you can ask your question if you have anything that you'd want to ask my guest here in the studio. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello? Hello, Radio Miraya?
Yes, I'm back again.
Hello.
Yeah, I
welcome.
Think someone want to meet Joy.
You want to meet Joy?
Meet her.
Of course you will.
How can she meet you? She's saying.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyway, I know you are listening there. Just if you get to Juba Teaching, right?
Yeah, Juba Teaching Hospital.
You
can meet me
name.
There. And also maybe I will give you guys my number later on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. There you go to Juba Teaching Hospital and you ask for Dr. Joy. They'll be able to guide you to her. Thank you so much. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Mr. Anur.
Okay. Daniel Chan.
Munu Chan?
Daniel Chan.
Oh, Daniel Chan. Welcome, Daniel Chan.
I am indeed me as a lady, but this is your mother, Regina Goli.
Okay.
As well, allow all who are the Bugul, who must have Garabara, who could have Ufi, and a dad, you know who must have Badu, Bata, Beta, who was a machute, who were in Jaga at the Kabir.
Aye.
Who ma door Beta, you know, the Ahuatu, my Shariyan, so Timaral Beta.
Okay.
That's one of our.
Mm.
One of Tanya, Anna Shai, who has a Asen Kanikalam Bel Arabi Lanu, who fell in South Alam Sada, King Lazum, Yugum Shino, and Ajad Pitauda, Yanathan as the Ahuatunda, Yugum, the Gulum, the Wad, the Queen Talata, the Richard, the local Arabia, Yanzoli of the Arab.
Okay. Ai obi jawari
ai shukran jazira
ai shukran
taki
ya shukran that's daniel o daniel gale kan tabak der kaman sar hule banat ali skerin as a role model it back down to arabi yani ko demon amul sunuma sunna san back der achieve haja ai
yeah of course yani taban ana boriltakum zere taban fi hayade ay haja husab lakin shunu ketakum ma yani ketakum ma lost hope yani ketakum shino work hard wana ba advice takum ketakum agara quiz ketakum asma kalamat shino ta parents takum advice tanas kubar ketakum asma ketakum kaman shino amulu bo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello Radio Miraya. Hello.
Hello Radio Miraya.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is Dr. Daniel from Maridi.
Hey, Dr. Daniel from Maridi. Welcome, Dr. Daniel.
Wow, thank you. I would like to appreciate my aunt colleague who is there in the studio.
Okay, she's listening to you.
I really appreciate her.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
To the listeners outside there, I would like to say, medicine is not all that tough and it is not all that easy.
Yeah,
so it is just a matter of how you figure things out. If you are really interested, because learning is personal interest, it is an individual interest. If you are interested to learn, you can learn. If you are not interested not to learn, you cannot learn. So there is nothing hard.
Sure.
Especially the field of medicine is the easiest field than other fields I have ever seen my colleagues are passing through.
And that is a field where people always want to dodge.
Yeah,
even when it's in secondary, they fear sciences, but
people actually are dodging the field, but this is the easiest field, and it is a field which is also marketable.
Dr. Daniel, let me ask you something. Only people being encouraged in medicine, but what message would you encourage some people who are struggling to study and want to become what they are in life, Doctor?
Well, thank you very much for the question. I have seen one of our main challenges in South Sudan. We don't have career guidance. That's the main issue. If we have career guidance, you have to encourage your child. You do this in case you finish out of this. It will help you generate your own business. Like our sister there in the studio currently, after she completed her internship or housemanship, she may plan not to work for the government or to work for NGOs. If she had capital, she can establish her own private clinic, and she will also employ other people who had not managed to have their own clinic. She will generate the business of her own, and it will help people outside there also. So I would encourage our young citizens who are currently in schools, they have to seek for career guidance from elders. They have to be our other learned personnel. They have to go to them. My plan, I want to be this in future. What do you think? Then the other person will be in position to help you. in guiding you based on your career.
So sometimes young people don't ask, right? They don't seek this guidance.
Yeah, young people, they don't think their own guidance.
They just study anything. Let me just study and finish.
Yes. Other people are actually driven by colleagues. Mm. If they see colleague is doing medicine, but for them, they may not be well-versed to this science subject. They will also want to join sciences when they are not well-versed to sciences because they are seeing their colleagues. If we have career guidance, then it will be easy for us to figure out our future. Okay. And what I would also like to tell our young people is that the future only belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.
Yes.
No, if you believe in the beauty of your dreams, everything is easy for you. Don't let other people push you to have a dream which is not of your dream. So that's what I have to tell.
Thank you, Dr. Daniel from Maridi. Thank you for your encouraging words and also for what you have just added to our discussion.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Hello, Radio Miraya. I hope you got what Daniel has said and we pick another caller. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello. I think we might have a problem with that line, and we can still wait if there is another person calling from the other line. I think you might be in a problem, I mean, a place where there is a poor network. You can still call us on our numbers, which is 091-206-2950, 091-206-2079, and our SMS is 091-217-7141, and you'll be able to text. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello. Oh, sorry for that one. We'll still want to wait for your call. At least we have some few minutes to the top of the hour, and you can ask your question as quickly as we can so that our guest here in the studio can be able to answer you. Or if you have any comment or any encouraging words, she's here also going to be able to take it from you. But before someone is calling, then I can get back to my guest, Joy. If you could give us some of your achievement in SOAT, and then what do you think you have achieved so far?
Okay. Finishing my studies, I guess it's one of my achievements. Yeah. Yani taban عشان نزول بكالو سمدرسة توكلو هو حاجة صعب بجد يعني. Lani, you will go through a lot. Yeah, and even me going through, even like solving some of my problems and going through like all this thing, difficulties while studying, and this is an achievement. Mm. And even being patient for all these years, like from primary and even till I finish my university.
Actually. And sometimes when you are far away from that, you know, you are very far, you need that school fees, you need money for maintaining yourself.
Yeah, it's an achievement. It's not,
yeah.
Ulazim, come on, even I have achieved it. I begin insana sabura. That's an achievement for me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see someone online. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello. Hello, Radio Miraya. Welcome.
Mm.
Isn't that him, Manu?
Yes, come on.
Anna Quiz.
Anna Dugumin Bunj. Anna Dugumin Bunj Maban.
Maban?
Okay.
Mm. Isn't that him, Manu, from Maban?
Isn't that John? John Fadal.
John Fadal. So, I'll talk to
you. Yeah. Anna Farhan, be Kilma, it's a good to give a big Farhan. She did do the Hajat with her school. She knew it.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. This lady, oh, can bada, ana can ligo fi primary, ana galake da, jibo asan kaman kedo jahuri, oh, manage achieve kef ajadali, asa ubiga medical doctor de. Ya like ta indi soal?
Aye, wala. Ana indi ni soal la, chan modo vita, un kan ajadalu watale kumbe.
Aye.
Wala nina kayem na jato wala, atir na galma tamme na mother kese.
Hmm.
Dige na jato, rajere re, nupuz na, kuna der narja, lakin ma fistofor.
La, mami, studies mind to educate. Most
back the ragara ولكن
hello
انا قالي انت لسه back the ragara education mind edge ولكن hello انت بيجي اها انت بس ما انا
انا بس ما انا اسمعي
ما انا قالي انت لسه back the ragara حاجه قلتها در في حياتك education mind edge ولكن
لا والله
اوكي شكرا شكرا كاليس Yaki. Shukran Khalis there. I can join me in my band. And our time is getting up. And if I could get back to Joy in 1 minute, what is your final message to other girls who are listening to us or someone who want to get to his dreams or to her dreams or to achieve her career?
Okay. Thank you, Regina.
Yeah,
my advice will go to the young girls, young men and everyone out there. يعني في الحياة دائما شنو كده تكون عنده goals. يعني you need to have goals about what you want to do. كده تكون عنده كمان dreams. And also you need to pray hard about all these things that you wanted to do in life. And كمان you need to work hard in all these things that you wanted to be. وكمان زي ما أخوتها يجي بالي كونه سيد هذا دكتور that you should not follow other people يعني كده يعني حاجة اللي تجي choose ده كده
كون حاجة اللي
انت interested فوقه يعني حاجة اللي تبقدر شنو be perfect on it تبقدر work good on it كمان if it's business ما يزول في الدنيا ده قراية يا جماعة صح يعني ما هي حاجة قراية so if you are good in business you can establish your business also you can because that's what you love
And you can train in how to manage your business.
Yes, train how to manage your business. And because you know perfect for kaman. Yani keta kaman you need to know like haya tani nalta kweis fogo. Then you need to do it. Like you never follow anyone. Just do what you want. Like alta haya lita shno become comfortable with.
Ma zi haja kana suru gale silu cause de yalta biga wala rasta kibiga.
كمان أنا بادفايس بارنتس كمان يعني أسر كمان كتير يعني هم شنو هم بكون عندهم إيد كتير في شنو في دينتا في راس تيال عشان كده يال شنو كده مرام والحاجة اللي هم بارنتس هم
دير
يعني بارنتس تانين بيكلم قال إيه عشان جينا تفلان أجر ميديسين ولا ده أجر هندسة أنا كمان دير يعني you then you start forcing شنو جينا تكي
and you enroll the person
yes and this one is we lead for شنو جينتك اصلا هم بيجاموا الحاجة لانه they will get confused so parents please كده اسمه لجينتك كمان كده اسمه حاجة الهو دير
في مينيد واحد في ايتا كان جا across ناس اللي جديتا ونجي study مهمون maybe at the end of the day object ينقل كده انا change subject جد بيقى قراجة تاني في حاجات دي
yeah في حاجات زي ربي حصل لكن you don't need to listen to all this yeah as I said do what you know what you love and what you want
Thank you so much, Joy. And that is the voice of Joy Festo. She's a practicing doctor and she's right now at Juba Teaching Hospital. And she's serving the community, people from the community who come to be given service as a medical doctor. And this lady, I met her when she was very young. So she's here to... We are here to feature her and try to find her achievement and challenges. How did she made up in life and how she became what she is right now? And also, at the moment, she is in her final intern and soon she, as doctor, another doctor gave a comment there, she might either want to start her own clinic or she will want to do whatever in life and interact with the community, as she said. And thank you so much, listener. We have come to the end of this program. And in the studio, I had Joy Festo, a practicing doctor who has been sharing her challenges and experience in pursuing her education. And as I mentioned earlier, I met her when she was very young in primary school. And today we are here. She has achieved her dreams. Stay tuned and don't forget to tune to our news summary in both Arabic and English at exactly 3. And after 3, do tune to our drive time. That is the drive time. Stay tuned. I'm Regina Gorley.